AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that the House has approved creation of a commission to look into the Capitol riot, it moves on to the Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he opposes it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says don't rush the Republicans in the Senate.
I would like to have the trust that the Senate wants to find the truth as well. And let's just give them a chance to do that without hanging something over them about a timetable or other options that exist for the Speaker of the House.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he knows where this is coming from.
Republicans in both chambers are trying to rewrite history in fealty to or in fear of the former president, Donald Trump.
Republicans say Democrats want a partisan commission to look into the riot. At the start of the emergency UN Security Council meeting today, Secretary General Antonio Guterres told Israel and Hamas,
"The fighting must stop immediately. I appeal to all parties to cease hostilities now. And I reiterate my call on all sides for an immediate ceasefire."
There are expectations there could be a ceasefire soon. But Israel unleashed another wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several, and Hamas fired more rockets. The number of people filing paperwork for unemployment benefits last week dropped to a new pandemic low. The Biden administration is leading a campaign against Russian attempts to assert authority over Arctic shipping lanes. Chancellor Angela Merkel says Germany will discuss necessary common ground with the U.S. on relations with Russia after President Biden opted not to punish the company overseeing a Russia-Germany pipeline project that Washington opposes. The husband of Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren pleaded not guilty to criminal drug and weapons charges a day after police searched the house he shares with the mayor. Stocks have moved higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Heavy rain may cause more misery in the South.
Parts of Texas and Louisiana may see heavy rain over the next 2 days. The National Weather Service's David Roth.
In southern Louisiana and southeast Texas, over that time frame, we have 1 to 3 inches of rain forecast. But that's aerial average. There could be local amounts higher, like in the 5-inch range.
Areas that have already had too much rain this week may have to deal with more flooding. One man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, said so much water has already flowed into his home through cracks in a doggy door that his furniture began to float. The bad weather is suspected in the deaths of at least 4 people in Louisiana. I'm Rita Foley.
A French appeals court ruled about 2,700 victims of a breast implant scandal are entitled to compensation. 11 years ago, doctors noticed abnormally high rupture rates in women with implants produced by the French company Polyimplant Prothèse, or PIP. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.